Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guests are Larry Ray, President and CEO of American Manganese, and Shaheem Ali, the CFO at American Manganese. First off, we start off with Larry. Larry, what's going on at American Manganese right now?
Well, there's some interesting things happening in the gold market. You'll see that Barrick is talking about higher prices. And we have to remember one thing, that the largest commodity traded in the world is gold, bar none. And so that's just something to keep in the back of your mind. But Barrick's been talking about a bullish market in gold, and I agree with him. The simple matter is that gold is the longest ranging currency out there, and it'll continue to hold that spot for many years to come. So all I can tell you is that we've got some gold up on the Rocher de Boule property. We got gold, we got copper, we got rare earths, we've got all kinds of things that could be spark plugs for the market, and we want to get going on the copper gold scenario. So I'm very bullish on copper, gold, and cobalt for that matter. And now with the latest results that we put out here a few weeks ago on rare earths, that makes it a heck of a lot better. So I think we've got the makings of something happening up there. So we want to get a drill program going up there. We've got the permits. We've got the permission from the native group that holds the ground. And we'll just go from there. But gold is, like I say, it's one of the longest standing currencies out there, and it'll be a long standing currency after everything else is gone. Whole aspect of it all is that we've got a lot of metals up on Rocher de Boule, including rare earths, and any one of those could take off. I mean, you don't know till you drill. That's the one thing that you never know. You never know until you drill the project, and we have to drill the project. This fence zone has been a project now for a number of years and keeps getting hot and getting cold, getting hot and getting cold. But you'll never know what's there until you drill, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to do some drilling, that's for sure. Now, I've split this up a little bit so that Shaheem will have time to talk on his reporting. I won't even touch on that because he's doing that. So all I can tell you is that we want to get going, drill the vent project, drill the strike length of that vent, and see if there's not some good mineralization in there. And there's always a potential when you drill of a discovery. So we're looking, hopefully, to have that discovery this year, and we'll go from there. Now, it's a project near and dear to my heart. We've certainly got Barrick looking at better prices in the gold market, and I think that's very bullish for what we're doing. So we'll really looking for better prices too. So the aspect of the whole thing is, when we get drilling, we keep our fingers crossed, our legs crossed, and hope we hit the mother lode. But, that won't happen unless you do the drilling. So, we want to get working on that. We'd like to start in July, which is about the time of our AGM, and, we can go from there. So I'm going to turn this over to Shaheem, and, let him carry the ball from here.
Thank you, Larry and Jim, for having me. Gold project is indeed near and dear to Larry. Jim, I plan on addressing some of the questions that we have received from our listeners and shareholders. Number one question we get on a regular basis is, what is going on with our demonstration plant? Where are we at? Where is our final LCA? Another question we get is, some shareholders are asking about AGM details, packages, and why the name change. Frequently we get asked about potential, what are some of the potential meetings or JV or partnership or company marketing plans that we are executing right now. Recently, or actually since our last financing, which was in October last year, we always get asked about what are our plans for uplisting to NASDAQ. And finally, I would like to share our next week's travel plan to Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill. So to answer the first point is, where are we with our demonstration plan? Jim, as previously shared, up till now, we have shredded all the cathode scraps that we have received. A batch of that shredded cathode material has been processed through a pre-leach circuit that separates the active cathode materials from the aluminum foils. We have since washed, collected, and separated all the aluminum foils. We are now in the process of accumulating separated cathode active materials for leaching stage. From the data we collected, our engineers are actually currently optimizing the pre-leach stage to meet the target throughput, which is a major step of the several overall operations. Once this stage is optimized for throughput, then we will continue pre-leaching remaining shredded materials. Jim, I want to say that as a company, we believe that we are building the right thing. But it is far more important that we build it right. We rely on our demonstration plan to provide data for CapEx, OpEx, framework, the blueprint for scale-up to commercial plant. So what I'm saying is that these things take time and resources to ensure that interconnected equipments, feedstock flow rate, the reagents, centrifuges, and the filter presses all work as expected. From most of our meetings with potential customers, OEMs, investment community, as part of their decision-making process, we find that environmental, social, and governance requirements are very high on their list. Just recently, we learned that SEC, ISO standards are submitting proposals that will require companies to make increased climate disclosures to their shareholders and stakeholders. So we want to maximize ESG. We should have our finalized life cycle assessment hopefully next week, which is supposed to make our biggest climate impact statement. Next month, we are having our AGM online. That will be held on Friday, July 8th at 11 a.m. on Zoom. Hopefully, our shareholders can all attend. As we speak, you should be getting your AGM packages. At the AGM, our biggest recommendation is to accept the name change to Recyclico Battery Materials, Inc. Ticker symbols will stay the same, so no change there, just the name change. I want to share with our listeners that this name change is very timely. When we are at events talking to analysts, funds, potential partners, we usually get confused as a mining manganese or commodity company. So I encourage all our shareholders to attend, and please vote our proxies. We have been getting questions from our listeners. Are we talking or exploring business JV partnerships and marketings? Since travel has opened up in past 2.5 months, it has been very busy with meetings with potential partners, funds, and OEMs, all under NDA, however. In these meetings, we have to consider many things, such as rights and obligations of each side, the licensing rights, capital contributions, ratios, models for revenue, co-sharing, and many more. I want to ensure our listeners and investors, shareholders, that we are exploring all options to maximize shareholder value. Quite frequently, we also get asked about uplisting to NASDAQ. We have been researching, and we have learned quite a bit in the last few months about uplisting requirements. We have had meetings with NASDAQ reps and so on, and we meet the most standards for uplisting. However, given the current market conditions, we feel that time is not now for us to uplist. However, it is our plan, and we will do it when we cross that bridge. Jim, lastly, we will be attending Battery Gigafactory event next week on June 23rd, 24th at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. It's hosted by Benchmark Minerals. This event is going to bring EV battery industry and U.S. policymakers together to talk about sustainable lithium-ion battery and supply chain. As we move from hyper-globalization to deglobalization, North American automakers are also considering moves into mining and onshoring refinement of battery raw materials to ensure that their EV production goals are met. Recycling, upcycling keeps attracting eyeballs at these events for green metals, and we will be there to do that. I hope I have answered your questions. Please keep it coming. Look forward to it. Thank you, Jim.
Shaheem, where's American Manganese traded, and where can people get more information about the company?
Sure, Jim. We are traded on TSX Venture under the symbol AMY, on US OTCQB AMYZF, and on Frankfurt 2AM. You can reach us at 778-574-4444 or visit us on AmericanManganeseInc.com.
Shaheem, thanks so much for being on Company Showcase.
Likewise, thank you.
My guests have been Larry Ray, President and CEO of American Manganese, and Shaheem Ali, CFO of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on June 17th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.